Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Mike, who's going to win on Sunday is the question we're asking you.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
All right, interview's over.
Yeah, very good. Well done. Thank you for stopping by, Mike.
No, why?
No, I think we're going to see history on Sunday.
Okay.
Yes, I absolutely do. 3 in a row. They have shown that they can weather storms and win the close games. And you can never discount Andy when he's got a couple of weeks to put together a game plan.
You know, you coached obviously in this league, right? And you know how hard it is to win a regular season game in this league, right? Probably not the easiest thing in the world to do. This cat's going for 3 straight Super Bowls. How hard is it to do what Andy Reid is to do? And I mean by sustaining this success for generations. Yeah.
Well, he's a generational coach. There's no doubt about that. And what he's done is never – what he's fixing to do has never been done before. And it's just an amazing feat the way that he has been able to sustain his organization. And from top to bottom, right now, it's got to be the number one organization in the entire league.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
It's interesting. And I don't want you to think this is a shot at you because you're the winningest coach in Falcons history. You've got a lot of good marks on your resume. You and Andy Reid have the same amount of Coach of the Year awards won. Andy Reid's still going, right? Been done coaching for almost 20 years or more than 10 years now. What does that say about Andy Reid still doing all of this and just going unawarded?
Well, Andy's going to be a Hall of Fame football coach. There's no doubt. Mm-hmm. First ballot.
Right.
And the way that he coaches his team, I admire. I admire from afar because this is a guy that will put a game plan together, mm-hmm. and he might have something from 17 years ago that he remembers. It just amazes me how he puts a game plan together. Things that he has done this year, 11 personnel is a prominent position grouping that the offenses play. Kansas City has the least amount of snaps out of 11 personnel in all of the NFL. So you're preparing for Kansas City. You've got to go deep, deep, deep and back because he gives you so many things. You know, he's going to line up in heavy personnel. He's going to line up in 21 personnel. And he's going to line up in 22. And then he's going to spread, you know, some empty sets. And those are the things that make it hard. And Andy has a knack from pulling things that back, way back in his coaching history. The trick plays, the gadget plays. And you can't prepare for him as a coach. And he just has that knack of being a great play caller and a great game planner that says, I remember this play can had success, and they're going to, you know, they're going to run this defense in this situation, and it's going to be a home run.
Well, and I think you mentioned that Andy and doing all of those things, and he has the perfect conductor, I guess you could say, in Patrick Mahomes to execute what he's trying to do out there. Mike Smith, you coached a lot of defense in the NFL. That's your forte. What would you do going into a game against Patrick Mahomes?
Well, you pick your poison. I think the big thing is you don't want to give up big plays because – You want it to be a slow death more than a fast death. You want it to be that you're there at the end. And even though the statistics say this year, if it's a close game and they've got the ball there at the end of the game, they're going to win. That's what the statistics say. But you got a better chance. I don't think you want to go in there and try to coach play for play against Andy Reid. I think that's going to be a tough ask.
Totally agree. Saquon Barkley on the other side. This is the other question. How do you stop Saquon Barkley?
Well, Saquon he's a special player, but in the game now, this year, the running game has shown up again. And the reason it's shown up again is because everybody's playing with 6, 7, or 8 defensive backs on the field. And if you've got 8 defensive backs on the field or 7 defensive backs on the field, you're going to make those guys try to tackle and maybe have to tackle in the box. So that, I think, is the big thing that he's been able to do is he's been able to run, and it's been a favorable box. And that's why we've had 2,000-yard rushers. I know we're playing a 17th game, but I believe this is how many 1,000-yard rushers we've had. I think it's like 17 maybe this year. Or I don't know the exact number, but it has shown up, the run game. But it's showing up because of the way teams have to defend the pass game.
Yeah, and from that standpoint, you know, again, you're a defensive guy. Like, what Spags is doing, too, is just incredible. Like, I know he gets his credit and he gets his flowers, but no matter how many he gets, I don't know that he gets enough. Like, why is he so good as a defensive coordinator?
Well, Steve has done a great job. You know, he's been with Andy. He's done a great job as a defensive coach. And he has that knack that you have to have in this league is to when you call the right play to defend the offense. And he has a knack. And he does a great job disguising. He does a great job showing one thing and doing something else. And he gets free runners all the time. Mm-hmm. And you know, they've got some great players up front, but a lot of those sacks are on Spags because he made the call.
Yep.
And they're free. He knows if they're in a certain set, they're going to have a free runner, and they get some free runners.
Talking with Mike Smith, the Atlanta Falcons head coach from 2008 to 2014. You were right. 16 1,000-yard rushers. One guy had 990, so I'm going to give you the bonus point and curve the test.
Okay, I'm glad you checked. Okay. Fact-checked me.
Right.
I'm good because I got some gray hairs, and I don't remember things like I used to.
But man. You're in the club.
Did you think that there was that many?
I thought there was like maybe 10 to 12.
Yeah.
Because they don't run the ball anymore in the NFL.
They don't run the ball. But, yes, now they do because they got a light box.
Right.
And that's not taken away from what Saquon's done this year.
Right.
He is by far had him, you know, if there were a couple of quarterbacks that didn't have the years they'd have, he would be MVP.
But I bet if you asked him, would you rather be approaching a cornerback safety or a linebacker, we know the answer,
Absolutely. Those guys don't want to tackle.
They don't want to tackle. Well, no, Deion said that years ago, right?
Nobody
said
wants
that
to.
Years
no.
ago. Right. So if Patrick ends up winning on Sunday, which you predicted at the beginning of the interview that he will, I keep telling everybody, he will be the greatest of all time. He will have done something that nobody else has done. I'm known as a hyperbolic human being. I don't believe that to be hyperbolic.
I agree with you.
Thank you.
But then the next question you got to ask is how much more?
Yeah.
I mean, what he has accomplished thus far in his career, it's just been amazing to watch him. And he's in the perfect system, in a perfect setup. And you've got to give credit to the whole organization from ownership on down. They've done a fantastic job, you know, with player acquisitions. There's nothing that you can talk about the Chiefs that isn't first class. And I think the two best teams in the league this year are playing in the Super Bowl. You know, give Philly their due. They've done a fantastic job in terms of their player acquisition. Vic Fangio, it's going to be great to watch Vic and Spags really go at it, because I think that's going to really be the difference.
Yeah.
The game's moving along. You're moving along with the game as well. So tell us a little bit about X-Tech shoulder pads that you're starting up here.
Yeah, so I've been involved with X-Tech shoulder pads for 11 years. Okay. It's the number one pad worn in the NFL. It's got some really unique concepts, and when they were putting it together, it's much lighter than any other pad. You have more flexibility, and that's what players want. They're minimalistic, you know. Yeah. They want the minimal.
Yep.
They don't want the pads. They want to have free reign. And that's why these guys, you know, you see these receivers making these unbelievable catches, is because they have the ability to do that and move freely. But they also want the protection. And the foam that's in the X-Tech pads is the best foam out there. And it's been tested over and over. And, you know, the NFL tests shoulder or helmets. I wish they test shoulder pads as well, but it's the number one pad. But what we really want to be is we want to be the number one pad in youth and high school football.
Hell yeah.
We're protecting our, you know, we're protecting the guys that do it for a living, but let's protect the next generation of players that are coming up, so mom and dad will feel comfortable about letting their son go out and play tackle football at an early age so that they can develop.
And you can find that on Instagram at X-Tech Pads on Instagram as well. Mike, we appreciate the time. Continue to do with everything you're doing. Success for you moving forward with everything you got.
Enjoyed it, guys.
Thank you, Mike.
Enjoy your week.
We will.
Do our best. Yep. My first time covering a Super Bowl and first time in New Orleans, so wish me
luck.
Oh,
gosh. You're going to see some things.
That's right.
You'll see a great game, but you're going to see some things.
That's right.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.